What are cognitive biases and how do they affect your life? Well, stick around. I'll be right back. Hey, peeps. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right. So now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So this video is going to be the first of a few, maybe a mini, on a series about cognitive biases that affect our everyday life. It's one of those topics that the community has asked us to cover. So as always, we love you, and we'll be covering this and many other biases in our quick and dirty fashion that you guys like, gals like. So in this series, we'll be going over what cognitive biases are, how you can spot them, the different types, and how they affect us. This is a great time to talk about this too, as there is so much information that, we're all being bombarded with. It's tough to just kind of sift through it all properly. Cognitive bias is a type of error in thinking that occurs when people are processing and interpreting information in the world around them. Cognitive biases are mostly a result of our brain's attempt to simplify, information processing. There are rules of thumb that generally help, us make sense of the world and reach decisions quickly. Unfortunately, some of these biases can sometimes lead us to make poor decisions and bad judgments. So now that we have a basic understanding of what cognitive biases are, let's tackle our first bias, the anchoring bias. This is basically a way of saying that we latch onto the first information that we receive. The most common example of this that I can think of right now is used in sales. Many online marketers and retailers, they start a piece of sales copy off with glowing customer testimonials. This makes it so customers can't help but think about the offer more favorably as they continue reading. Another example is how salespeople employ this technique. They'll start typically talking about saying how much something regularly costs before revealing a massive discounted price. When the customer then hears how much lower the cost, they think that they're getting a better deal. Many car dealerships use this to their advantage and even mark up the price of the vehicle specifically so they can make the customers feel better about the purchase. It kind of programs us into thinking it's a higher value and makes us think that we're getting a better deal. Now, speaking about manipulation, the next bias I'm going to talk about, it's called the availability heuristic bias. Yeah, that's kind of a mouthful, right? So Tversky and Commons, the availability heuristic argues that we typically judge the frequency of events in the world by ease with which examples come to mind. So when we're forced to make a decision, we rely on what is brought to mind quickly. However, this undermines our ability to accurately make judgments. We tend to make decisions based on what we can remember. We then assume that our memories are a representative sample of reality and discount events that are outside of our immediate recollection. If we can quickly think about multiple examples of something like police shootings and car accidents, etc., we then believe that these are quite common. Our memory has limitations though, and when something comes as like a vivid narrative, it increases our ease of recall. This then makes us believe that rare events tend to be more likely than they actually are, precisely because they are unique and they stand out in our brains, right? In this book, Thinking Fast and Slow, Nobel Prize winner David Kahneman, he writes, people tend to assess the relative importance of issues by the ease with which they are retrieved from memory. And this is largely determined by the extent of coverage in the media. So why is all this important? Well, we typically don't have the time or resources to investigate issues in depth before making decisions. The availability heuristic is then a very useful way to quickly arrive at conclusions. However, this is based on the principle that if I can remember it easily, it must be important. The reality, though, is that if we rely on faulty estimates of the probability of an event or our perceptions of risk and error will probably be skewed and lead us to focus on the wrong risks or even ignore the important ones. One example where this bias is employed for profit is how lottery companies use the availability heuristic by reminding us of the recent winners. Those with the bias then subsequently overestimate their own likelihood of winning and will spend more money on purchasing of these lottery tickets. Pretty simple, huh? So, what do you think about cognitive biases? Do you think cognitive biases ultimately help us or hinder us? Also, be sure to be on the lookout, for our next videos where we're going to cover some other biases. And lastly, make sure that you tell us the thoughts on other topics you want us to cover as well right there in the comments below. Right, so God bless you. Love you. Stay safe. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.